This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And the topic of issues of marriage is what I'm kind of trying to cover here, covering different aspects of that, not just the pursuit of it and the importance of that, but also the sanctity of preserving it and the etiquette of doing that as well. I think it's something important for all of us. This is a very short hadith, but it's extremely meaningful. It was what he says, alayhi sallam. قَالَ أَحَقُّ الشُّرُوطِ أَن تُوفُوا بِهِ مَا اسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ بِهِ الْفُرُوجِ أَحَقُّ الشُّرُوطِ, meaning the conditions that are most worthy, أَن تُوفُوا بِهِ, that you fulfill, the conditions that are worth the most attention, and the ones that you have to be most careful regarding in terms of fulfilling them in detail, in depth, exactly the way they were explained, مَسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ بِهِ الْفُرُوجِ, the conditions that you used to make someone else halal for you, to make the farj of someone else, meaning make, give yourself access to another human being, which is what happens in marriage. In marriage, the two people, they're getting access to one another in a way that does not exist outside of this relationship. It's a very, very intimate and special access that exists. It's a relationship that is on an extremely profound level that does not exist outside of this relationship. And the way that you're making this happen is through a number of shurut, of conditions. These conditions are sacred, and they're the conditions that are worthy of your attention to make sure that you honor them. That's why when we talk about, subhanAllah, getting married is actually not a complicated task. Islamically, it's not complicated. The Westerners made it complicated. The Victorian England made it complicated. Muslims did not make it, marriage complicated at all. A marriage is actually extremely simple. You knock on the door of a family, you walk in, you have two decent human beings with you, from outside of your direct family. You ask the father asks the daughter, and they say yes, you say yes, you offer a mahr, you're married. Plus, you're married. That's all it requires. You don't need to go downtown, you don't need a guy with a big beard, you just need this. It's very simple. But there are conditions that are surrounding this, the mahr and the shahada and what you're actually agreeing to as a man, as a protector and a provider, and as a woman, as someone who is going to protect the sanctity of this relationship, the sanctity of the access within this house and to yourself, and any other condition you add upon, because marriage is a contract where you can add conditions. There can be other conditions that you add to the marriage. These conditions are sacred, and these are the most important ones for you to honor in your life. All conditions that are made that you agree to, you have to honor. I'm not arguing that there are some conditions that you can go ahead and break. No. But the ones that are most sacred, this is what he's saying, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what he's saying. Most sacred and worthy of your honoring and your fulfillment are the ones that are made when you're getting married. So make sure that you ask the right questions. And make sure that if you're making a condition within marriage, that it's very clear, so the other person understands what they're going to have to honor. Because this is something they have to honor for the rest of their lives. Same thing goes for you. If someone's making a condition on you within that marriage, make sure that you understand it. And make sure you think about it long and hard before you agree. Because this condition will continue to be held upon you to the day you die. And this is something you'll have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer for first. أَحَقُّ الشُّرُوطِ, more than any other shart that you'll ever fulfill, any condition that you'll ever be okay with, is this one here, when it comes to getting married. Because it's a big deal. Because two people are offering each other access to themselves, they are bringing their ansab together, they are building a family together. This is a big deal. Islam does not see this as something light. Yeah. It's easy to do, but it's a big deal. At the same time, it's not made hard and difficult and impossible to achieve, but the sanctity of it, the importance of it is held in the highest regards. So any condition that you're agreeing to, when you accepted this person in your life to protect and to provide for and to be faithful to, and to serve and to take care of on both sides of this equation, these are shurut that you have to honor. And anything that is added to it must be honored as well. And just something for us to all think about. Because those of you who are married, you should think about this. Because when you got married, it's easy to forget in the midst of it all. After 15 years of it or 20 years, it starts becoming a little bit rusty, doesn't change. These are shurut that you agreed to the day you asked for her hand. And the day you accepted him as your husband, these conditions will apply forever. And for those who want to get married, you make sure that you understand the importance of this. It's not designed to be difficult, it's designed to be sacred. Those are two different things. They're two different things. Difficulty means that there's a lot of obstacles to get to the goal. But once you get there, we don't know. Sanctity doesn't necessarily mean that it's hard to get there. But once you're there, that's where you have to deal with it with the highest degree of respect and honoring. So there's a difference in these terms is what the Prophet ﷺ is trying to teach us. It's not about making it hard to get there. We want to make it hard to get there. We think that if we make it hard to get there, people will honor it more. I mean, if we make it impossible for the young guy to get married, he has to have a lot of money, and they have to have the first khutbah, and then the second khutbah, and then they have to have the urs, and he has to sell a kidney to do it, and his father has to go ahead and stand in front of masajid and ask for donations to run this marriage. If you make a big deal out of it, then somehow he's going to treat it with sanctity. He won't. Making it hard does not holify the actual action itself in people's minds. It doesn't. It will build resentment, for sure. It will build resentment, and it will make the expectations impossible. If you make me pay more than I have for this marriage, well, I expect every night, to be extremely memorable for the rest of my existence. I give everything I got. So, and that's not fair, because she's human. It's not fair for anyone. So the expectations have to be reasonable. So you don't make it impossible to achieve. You make it reasonable, accessible. But then you make sure they understand that this is a sacred contract. You are held to every detail of these conditions to the day you die. To the day you die, you're held to every, because it's sacred, because it's holy. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ taught. And that's what we have to go back to. Don't make it difficult, make it sacred. And I hope that made sense to you. يروي الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم كل في صحيحه عن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحق الشروط أن توفوا به ما استحللتم به الفروج. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم.